Sis, let's talk.
Hello. What's up?
Hi, family.
I know. Welcome back to Sis, Let's Talk. We missed you guys so much.
Man, like, we've been like, when we recording?
When are we recording? Y'all have been asking too. The last podcast episode was wildly successful, and our Sis Let's Talk family grew so much. So people have been hitting us up like,
crazy.
Y'all just gonna drop that podcast and then disappear? Like, what's going on? So
your brows popping, sis.
Are they? Mm-hmm. I didn't even do them this morning. My lady is really good.
All right now.
So yeah, we have some updates for y'all. As many of you know, we went on a bomb-ass trip this past weekend, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. And then we're going to get into this topic that Jasmine wants to talk about so bad.
Courtney don't want to talk about this topic.
It's fine. Listen, we're going to talk about it, y'all. Y'all want to hear it, apparently.
Ooh! First of all, when we get into the topic, I think it's a very necessary topic. I think that we're going to hit some points about a topic that's often shied away from because it is full of deceit and so many other things. But I think sometimes for a better understanding and or healing for anybody is to dig into it and understand more. What'd you think?
I agree.
She said I'm going to talk about it. But we're going to talk about it this time. Yeah. And then the next episode going to be what she want to talk about. See, this is compromise.
It is. Listen, all relationships require compromise. Whether it's your man, your friend, this is what it's about. But we're here. And it is a good topic.
But I will say, you guys, the feedback. So a lot of people ask, well, why would you do that podcast? Why would you air your dirty laundry? Because it's my laundry to air, baby. And who am I protecting? Exactly. And it's
what was the answer? Exactly. Who am I protecting? Silence. Exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean? Where it's like nobody. Absolutely nobody.
But it's like, I am so happy I did it. As a step to my healing process, for sure. I don't know if it really created closure because I think that the alternative lifestyle... No. The alternative lifestyle pushed closure on me. But really what it did was, if it was a sense of therapy for me to actually talk about it, mm-hmm. you know, because I needed to take the step of acceptance mm-hmm. and to talk about it and to hear it. And then to receive the feedback that we did, I mean, it was very therapeutic for me. Therapeutic so much to the sense that I've become like a soundboard for women who have experienced the same. Right. Whether it was the exact same thing, which y'all, it's a lot of women with the exact same situation. And I'm like, what?
Sadly, yeah.
Oh, my God. And I thank you ladies for being so transparent with me. You know, I guess it was just reciprocated. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that. And, you know, it's really amazing that even people in happy, healthy marriages resonated with it. You know what I mean? Just whether it's been in their current situation or past, I just think it was an awesome topic, aside from my personal detail, but just overall of settling mm-hmm. as a woman in a relationship. So we thank you guys, and we plan on giving you content that feel good like that. Mm-hmm. What you think?
I agree.
I mean, DMs was popping. Yeah. I'm like, text messages, people, oh my God. And I was just like, woo, they were just sharing everything. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And it actually helped me because I'm like, well, shit, I mean, mine was bad, but.
Yeah. Woo. I'm just hopeful that, not even for the sake of the podcast, but just for the sake of our listeners, that when we do have topics like, you know, black love or like black family, like that we get just as much feedback, because I hate to believe that so many people are in such shitty situations, you know? Like, I'm hoping that there's some people out there that, you know, can relate when we do have episodes just talking about building up the black family and all that stuff. So both conversations are necessary because both situations are happening and we want to reach, you know, people in both scenarios. So we got great feedback. I'm really excited about, you know, the future, because that really opened up doors like, wow, people are really going through shit, you know, and they sometimes don't have an outlet or anybody. Like, we had people tell us, like, y'all are my big sisters. And sorry, y'all. But yeah, we had people tell us, like, y'all are my big sisters in my head. I'm a mother of three way out in San Francisco, and this is just the outlet that I needed. Like, I love the transparency. I mean, literally, collectively, over 100 DMs.
Hey, now.
We didn't get any emails, but DMs. Facebook messages, personal text messages, like,
yeah,
this phone really
calls.
Reached.
I received phone calls.
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, again, I thank you guys so much for helping me in my journey and being so supportive. Even my following on my blog page, my In Love with Jasmine page has gone up. Like, y'all want to see sis win? I'm here, y'all. I'm not tapping out.
And
I'm here.
Probably happy with this weekend because, baby, you was winning. Baby. Winting.
I was doing what?
Winting.
Winting. I like that. This weekend, y'all, Courtney, Lacey, my friends, literally, because I'm not going to lie, I dreaded the weekend. I didn't want to be the one to say, let's cancel it, because I knew people invested time and money and everything. So I was like, all right, I can just thug it out. We can make it happen. But I kind of dreaded it. You know what I mean? It was the last planned thing that I can participate in what was supposed to be my wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we turned it into a girls trip / retreat now, since Courtney added all of her sentimental stuff. But it was just
people don't know I'm sensitive.
Listen,
listen. So
I'm sorry. Sis was bawling. But anyway, so.
Girl, it was a little tear.
Courtney couldn't even talk.
Girl, that was fake.
Lies. Ain't shit fake about you, sis. But it was exactly what I needed, you guys. Yeah. Like, no detail went untouched. Everything was smooth and seamless. It was beautiful. It was real love. It was genuine. Go with the flow. Like, I had an amazing time. Like,
amazing.
I'm happy to be home, but
right,
I'm having withdrawals.
I had some mommy guilt when I got home, but, like, if I had to do it all over again, I would. Like, the trip was so bomb. And it's so funny because when Jasmine was getting married, she did not want a turned-up bachelorette weekend at all. Like, you know, she said she wanted to go to Key West. I'm like, all right, well, we could go to Miami one day. She's like, no. We're not going to Miami. I'm like, damn. Because I was trying to turn up. But she wanted something very chill, low-key. Just like, basically, she wanted to be bougie and just eat good, look good, take pictures, lay out, and that's it. Which is right up my alley, too. So I was like, okay, we don't have to turn up. But the craziest thing is, once she called off the wedding and we decided that we were going to go forward with the bachelorette weekend, it was kind of like, sis, we're going to Naples. We were specifically in Bonita Springs, but as a whole, you know, we're in Naples, which is like Southwest Florida.
Beautiful.
It's actually a bougie, rich-ass city.
They said they have the most millionaires
per square mile for any city in the States, like in the USA. So just imagine, everywhere we went, it was like, damn, damn, damn. Even the house that we lived in, amazing. I mean, it was phenomenal.
Absolutely.
But what I was saying was, we were not in a turned up city, so we had to make do with the little places that we went to, and we had a blast. Do you hear me? They thought we were movie stars because they was like, "Who is a black people?" Like, who? Listen, everywhere
we
walked.
I was in Pleasantville.
No, everywhere that is like a little hick town. But everywhere we went, there were a few places, I'm not going to lie, that I felt like we were in a good old boy club and they was looking like, what are they doing here? And then there were some places where people were genuinely surprised to see us, but they were like enamored with us. Like,
right.
Oh my God, right. this one white man followed me around Publix, literally y'all, like trying to be my sugar daddy. And I was like, sir, Richard will blow this whole town up. No, you can't take me out. But no, it was awesome. It ended out being better than I could have ever imagined. Shout out to Lacey and Jasmine. It was awesome.
It was. I mean, y'all, I can't do no better.
You sure can.
The bar has been set.
We're planning a trip to the Hamptons.
Yes.
For next year, because this just like got our juices flowing. So we're going to do an annual trip amongst many other trips. But yeah, so we're super excited about that. A lot of people have DM'd me just about like, oh my gosh, where did you stay? Where is this? Like, you know, and so where'd y'all get y'all bathing suits? Like, y'all coordinated. And so I'm going to do.
That was the only thing that I, in the planning, was like adamant about. I'm like, y'all, can we please wear a solid color black, like, bright colored suit.
Yeah.
I just had this vision of the beach and everybody in their own, like a bag of Skittles.
And she was so particular, like solid color, not a white stripe, not
I don't
a black
want
dot.
A pattern.
A solid
print.
Color. Low key, she didn't even want it to be stringy. She just wanted like solid. And it turned out perfectly. But again, very briefly, next week I'm going to do like a really quick blog post just about how to plan the perfect girls weekend and just the components that you need to make your trip successful. And, yeah, so that'll be coming out.
The GOAT.
very, very soon.
The goat. Yeah, so it was great. I'm just, I'm still on high. I'm like riding around little raggedy ass Atlanta, and I'm just playing. Mm-hmm. I'm riding around gloomy. I'm like, oh, take me back. But yeah, it was great, y'all. I'm just so happy. I feel so loved. And yeah, it was one exercise though, y'all, that Courtney.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess they had already talked about doing this when it was still supposed to be a bachelorette. And right. So they were worried about doing it as being a trigger possibly.
Correct.
This time. And Courtney, in her Courtney way, she's like, hey, Jazz, would you mind if we did it? Like, she ran it by me, and I'm like, I don't know if I was intoxicated or what, but I'm like, yeah, sure, cool.
A little bit of both.
Okay. And so, and I mean, everything was planned so great. Like, who am I to say anything? So.
The activity was going to be what Jasmine did beautifully, which is going to be one of the points in my post. She chose friends from all walks of her life, which if you read my post about friendship, if you didn't, go check it out, cupconsuela.com.
That's right.
But if you read my post about friendship, you'll see in there I mentioned that she kind of chose friends from different walks of her life, which ended up playing to our advantage, I think. Like, one, her oldest friend is almost like 20 decades, middle school, high school, elementary school, whatever. I think the least friend was maybe a few years, 4 or 5 years. But so everything ranged in between. And the beautiful thing about that was everybody had a revelation about Jasmine, or like talked about how they impacted her in such different ways that it was amazing. And so we were to go around the room, say how we met Jasmine, which was pretty funny. Everyone's story was, I think. Say right. What she meant to us and what our friendship meant to us. And then give her some words of encouragement. Now, it was going to be give words of encouragement moving forward as a wife. These words of encouragement was moving forward as a bad bitch in Atlanta. Successful, beautiful, single, and ready to mingle. So I was afraid that it might be a trigger, but it ended up being literally amazing. And then Jasmine was to then go around and tell each of us why we were there, why she requested our presence on this trip, why of all the friends that she has, because she does have a good amount. Because by the time
everybody got done saying what they said about me, because
this didn't have no rap.
Well, one thing about me, like,
you can tell me now though, in front of everybody.
One thing, so Courtney was there because it was a given. That's my rib. But it, you know, one thing about me, the type of friend that I am, anybody that's blessed to have friendship with me.
Yeah.
I'm such a genuine friend where I don't expect anything
right.
from what I give. You get what I'm saying? I just give openly, wholeheartedly. If you screw me, bye. Right? So, to really, I guess I never looked for validation of a friendship. Like, mm-hmm. I never said, hey, why do you like that I'm your friend? Hey, what did I do for you?
Right.
You know, that's just, now there's people out there who's like that, and for get sure. rid of them. So, for me, just to hear the different things that they said, some of it I had to be reminded of because it doesn't even cross my mind anymore because I didn't think of it as that when I did it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I had one friend said that I taught her how to be a mom. Like, I made her a better mom and a better woman. And she's 10 years older than me.
I was going to say that in the blog post, but I didn't want it to be obvious.
Well, I mean, but it,
which is not a bad thing. But just,
at the time,
you know.
And it's so funny, it was great to hear from her because I credit a lot of my current success to her because she opened her doors and let me and Yaya move in with her when I was, I escaped Tallahassee, down real bad. And that's when I started going to hair school and everything. And she put Yaya, because she has two daughters, same age as Yaya. And she took Yaya to daycare with them and everything like that. And I just really, you know, she let me experiment on her hair. Like, she was just so good to me and just helping me get on my feet. And here I am all the time telling people how instrumental she was in my growth.
And to know how you impacted her.
And to know that I impacted her. I was like, oh, shit. Like, I literally had no clue. Like,
I think that was the first tier.
Because
Carissa's
hard.
Was kind of like, you know, Carissa,
she's so
cute and sweet and bubbly and lighthearted. And then
when she started crying when she was saying it, I was just like, because that's when you knew, it's like she had a frog in her throat.
Yeah.
You made me a better mom. I said, oh, shit, y'all wasn't ready. I thought everything was just like, girl, yeah, we here. Fuck that nigga. We gonna be all right. And so I was just like, whoa. And, you know, I had another friend I've known forever. She's experienced a lot of trauma. And I've just always been here. She's the type of friend that we have space sometime, whether it's distance or anything
you
like that.
You never know.
Yeah. And she said that I was home for her, that I was peace for her.
That hit me.
That was, and it's so crazy because she's a friend that I value because, like, when this whole situation with my ex went down, still ain't using names, sis, I ain't got time. This whole situation with my ex went down, it was actually Mother's Day, and she has a daughter, and she literally came to, because Courtney was gone still, she came to my house and on Mother's Day with wine and just held me on the couch while I was crying. You know what I mean? So here I am looking at her as always being peace for me, and I was peace for her. So it was, I mean, we can't go around and say what everybody said, but it was literally, I think it's an exercise, Courtney, that you could sell on an ebook for people to try, because it's something that any girl's trip, any girl's night.
There needs to be, like, we turned up, we had a good time, but there needs to be a component, and especially a for this type of trip. Like, we wanted this to be, like, her therapy, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And while we could not have done an activity like this every day, because then it's like, damn.
I'm crying every day.
I'm just trying to, but I do think the timing that we did it was perfectly, so I'm going to give y'all all the tea.
It was so funny, because the chef was in there, right? He came when we started, and he was looking, and he came up to me afterwards. He said, can I just give you a hug?
He did.
He was like, but he did say something that's cool, and I like it, because we have a lot of male listeners. Mm-hmm. We have more male listeners than I thought, but he said, you know.
Mm-hmm. And the male listeners be running back to my, oh, did you hear the podcast?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm talking about you.
You. Anyway, so I almost said where they was located, but I was like, let me pull it back. So, but he was just like, you know, it's really good to hear it from a different perspective.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And he was like, I can appreciate it. It was so funny. He was like moving around the kitchen and he was so scared to ask for stuff. So I was like his point person. So he like making eye contact with me, like, come here right quick. So finally I went up and I'm like, need anything? He's like, don't even worry about it. I'm gonna figure it out. This some deep shit. Go back over there and listen. I'm listening. I'm just trying to take some notes. He was like the bomb. Speaking of which, if you're ever in Naples, which I don't know why you would be in Naples, but if you are, you should, because it was lit. Chef Junior, his Instagram name is Chef with two F's, Herb. So CHEFFERBZ. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, literally the highlight of the trip. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the highlights, because we had many. But anyway, the trip was amazing.
But you know what? Him being there?
What?
Kind of leads into this topic.
Okay.
I think. Here you are. You got a house full of beautiful women. Walk around in bathing
suits. I'm glad you said that, because he was so respectful.
He was so respectful.
He didn't. So it exists.
Right. Right.
I just want to put that out there.
Okay. No, and I'm not saying it doesn't. I was when I was bitter and mad, but I'm cool now.
I'm glad.
I
You made me nervous.
But, well, but he's a prime example.
Okay. So let's just talk about the topic.
The topic that Courtney dreads. We don't even have a title for this topic.
I guess it was our catch up or recap, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, cool. I'm just trying to find everything. I'm playing, y'all. All right. So, are y'all ready for the topic?
Woo!
Dun, 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 dun.
That was a lot of duns.
Say your favorite phrase.
Dun, 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 dun.
No.
Dun,
dun, dun, dun, I was hoping that this would be the one episode that we didn't sing. Girl, you clap. What's dun, your phrase when we're about to get started?
What phrase?
We about to get started?
Let's get into it. Okay, y'all. So, I hate when I say okay, y'all. Okay, y'all. No, okay, y'all. So, this topic, we don't have a name yet. We're going to get one at the end, so y'all going to see. You know we got to do it, some catchy shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's about cheating. Cheating, which is a word that many people in relationships don't like to hear, right? But I think that... It's right here.
I'm drinking fast.
Let's go. Cheers.
Cheers.
Yes. It's 11:30 a.m., baby.
It's wine.
I don't care if it was hard liquor.
Anywho, it's 12 o'clock. Anyway. 5 o'clock somewhere. Shit. Honestly, 12 o'clock is acceptable for me.
9 a.m. is for me. Mimosas.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay. I think that this is a very important topic because I think that it's often shied away from. It's not anything new. It's been around from the days of time. But I want to kind of dab in on where the status of it is today and how I almost feel like gay culture, I feel like it's almost pushed into society now of like monogamy is whack. Like this is from access of what we see. Like you gotta think about like SZA, that song Weekend. I fuck SZA up. Excuse my language, but it's like that's not cute. I keep
but everybody loved that song.
And everybody was blowing it. And it was just, again, even Aaliyah, If Your Girl Only Knew. Like it's like
Oh, You're My Little Secret.
Yeah, it's just like if you really, it's nothing new, but it's just like, wow. It's like no shame in nobody's game. You know, like for me personally, I'm not messing with nobody, man.
Ditto.
And see, here's the thing. I think before, a lot of women were caught up because you didn't have access for real. Like, if a man said he not married, how would you really know? If you think about, like, back then. But now, and what you call this, the age of what?
Information.
You can find out in 2 seconds. You can find out when you get his number.
In the age of information, ignorance is a choice. And I wholeheartedly believe that.
Facts. So, for me, you know, I want to kind of just dab in on things that I feel are prevalent and why certain things are how they are today. And I just think it's a good topic. It's a good transition from what we just talked about, too, because I didn't really dab too much on that part of it because it was so much I shared the last time. But, yeah, cheating. What is cheating? What exactly is cheating? We asked that
We did. And I feel like most people were saying the underlying thing was, A, anything that you would not want me to do, anything that you would not do in front of me, anything that you feel like you need to hide from me. Mm-hmm. The bottom line is that cheating does not have to be the literal act of you inserting a penis into a vagina.
Facts.
Like, there are so many, there's emotional cheating, which is more dangerous than physical cheating.
Absolutely.
Because physical cheating can be emotionless, regardless of whether you believe. It could be, I got drunk, it happened. Does that make it okay? Absolutely not. But you're in a whole different ballgame when you've been talking on the phone. This person is stimulating your mind. They're making you feel beautiful. They're taking
and
you out on dates. Like,
and or vice versa. Like, even my ex told me, him and the girl that he's dealing with, or whatever is going on, she played the role, which a lot of people do, of listening to him talk about me. You get what I'm saying? Like, being the soundboard.
Like him complaining
and her acting like her picking up, him being too dumb to realize she was plotting, but, you know, her picking up on what he don't like to try to facade it like, oh,
right.
I'm not like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that is kind of emotional, but it's also kind of, it's a dangerous territory.
It's a boy.
Don't talk about me to no chick. Talk about me to your homeboy. Get a therapist. Talk about me to your mom. You know what I'm saying? But don't find solace in talking about me to somebody who is interested in you.
I feel like intentional cheating, and I do think that there is a difference, and don't get me wrong, let me choose my words correctly. Cheating is cheating, period. Okay, I want to be very clear about that. In no circumstance is it okay, is it acceptable. However, I do believe that there are things that may lead to cheating. There are actions on both ends that may have been missed. I feel like communication or lack thereof is a huge reason why people cheat. Because think about even you and your ex. If you guys had, and by you guys I mean him, opened up a line of communication where you could communicate about what's really wrong or what's bothering you, then perhaps that's something that we could have either talked about and tried to fix it, or talked about and said, oh, bro, that I can't give you that, so let's just go our separate ways.
Right.
But instead of communicating your wants and needs or what's bothering you, you seek refuge in the next bitch. Instead of, like you said, your friends, your family, a therapist.
Right.
A right. mental health professional.
A bartender is not the therapist.
Listen, I think that there's a lot that happens before cheating that either we miss it, whether it's on purpose or not. But I don't think you just fall into the...
No.
The you know what. Unless it is one of them nights.
No, ain't never one of them nights. But
it's not okay. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Unless you got drunk, you whatever.
Right.
You left home with not like a continuous thing. This didn't happen overnight.
Well, so for me, I just feel like it's an attack on monogamy today.
Okay.
I feel like it's almost as much as black love is portrayed and seen and visible. You know what I mean? I appreciate those pages and stuff that show... highlight that black families and just relationships and stuff still exist. But for as many as those that there are, you have people who make it seem like something's wrong with that, right? So then you have people, whether it's male or female, who sees this, and then you got that temptation that comes about. Like, you know, I personally don't think that married men should hang with single men as heavy. I don't. I think, or vice versa. I think that, you know, and that's from experience. My ex, he has a group of friends. Some are married, some aren't. And the ones that aren't almost kind of make it seem like being married is lame.
I'm going to have to disagree with you there. Because even just think about it. do we employ if you're not married, you're single? So if you're in a relationship,
does okay, that so also maybe count? Not married, a relationship. If you're in a committed relationship, you don't. So let's think about it. Committed relationship, kids, all of that, all of the things that entail whatever your life is at the moment. Mm-hmm. You don't need to be hanging out with a friend who don't have no kids, who ain't got no lady, who, oh, bro, pull up. I got some hoes coming. Like, that's why even put yourself in that situation? Even if you go over there feeling confident in what you got going on, why even subject yourself? Because it's so crazy. Men have put themselves in situations like that, but we don't. You know what I mean? Or have an issue if we do. Oh, who you hanging with? Where you going? Even if you never gave him reason to think. It's like, oh, it's going to be dudes on the boat? Is it chicks at your homeboy house?
Richard acts that all the time.
But I'm just saying. On the fly. Like, who going to be there? Who boat party is it again? Uh-huh. But it's just, I guess all I'm saying is, temptation is a real thing. And it doesn't necessarily mean that people aren't happy or anything like that, but it can be that day. All of us know relationships have ups and downs. Mm-hmm. You can have a good day on Monday, hate his ass on Tuesday, loving him on Wednesday. Like, that's just the nature of relationships, especially with time invested, right? So, what if it's a Wednesday when y'all beefing and he at his homeboy's house and he didn't invite some strippers over or something?
So, here's my thing. I think that it does not, I don't agree that if you're in a relationship, you should only have people in a relationship as friends.
I shouldn't have said it like only, but okay. It's time spent. That shouldn't be the first that you jump into.
Okay.
I think like people need to be around like people. Okay. But go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. You sure?
Go ahead. I'm just clear up my thoughts.
Just to give an example, if I'm friend, at some point we were all single and I have a group of friends and we're all great friends and they're all great women, because if you're my friend, you're a great woman, right? Mm-hmm. If it just so happens that I get into a relationship and get married and have kids and move on and you're still, you know, dating, or maybe you haven't met that person, or maybe you haven't had kids before, who am I to now feel like, well, since I'm married, I shouldn't spend as much time with you because we don't have the same interests and values? If you are my friend, let me finish because you're fixing your mouth. Mm-hmm. If you are my friend to begin with, I know that you're going to respect my relationship. Just like right now, you're single, mm-hmm. right? Say me and Richard get married tomorrow. And this is probably a horrible example because you're my best friend. But my point is, I don't think you need to leave people because they're not following the same track as you. I think that's a beautiful thing about having friends in all walks of life. Now, if you have a friend that is thotting and bopping in any streets, and every time I have relationship issues and she's like, girl, let's go out and get some drinks and go, then that's not a friend that you need to have. But you could very well have single friends with no kids, like I have, mm-hmm. that when I do have relationship issues and I call them, they're talking me off the ledge, they're telling me how amazing Richard is, they're telling me what friend. It depends on the type of friends that you have. I think it's very possible.
I think
possible.
I need to take it back. It's super possible.
Okay.
Let's just put it on men. I feel like that about men then. Not women. We're made up different. Men are made up different. Men and women are made up different. I think that men should hang around more like people.
Okay. So now we're and should not and must and always and only. Those are all operative words here. So should they have a good amount of married friends to hang out with? Absolutely. But you could have a single friend. Not that you going out with him every night like you're single.
I wouldn't want my married husband going on a boys trip with a bunch of single men.
Okay. What if it's a mix?
The married one's going to be the first ones to turn up. I've seen it.
So who you want him to go with then? The married ones or not? Because if the married one's going to be the first one to turn up, but you don't want him to go with the single ones. Friend, you confusing me.
I'm not. Somebody on here know what I'm talking about. Write me and tell me. Let me drink me some.
Drink some wine and maybe that'll give you more clarity.
Wait, I'm very clear. Nah, hell nah.
All right, say it again. Because you said the married ones be the main ones to turn up, but you don't want him to hang with the single ones.
I just feel like, okay, so the base of my point is temptation. Right. Okay. So temptation, period. I think that it does matter your group, you know, and who you're involved with. I think that women have more self-control than men. I think that even if a man don't want to, if he with a bunch of single friends, it's almost like he feel like he got something to prove. Even if it's not like putting his penis in a vagina, but even if it's just getting a number, seeing if he still got it, whatever. You get what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. And the thing is, women usually take that type of stuff a little more literal. Now, here's this, though. Here's another point I kind of want to make. Tell me, this is an experience thing. Tell me if you ever witnessed or seen it. Mm-hmm. Is it just me, or men have more respect for other men than women do for women? And I say that because now that I'm single, my shit has been blowing up. And I'm not just talking about from new guys, but guys that's seen me before, guys that's, you know, been interested. Like, it's almost like, whereas women... Some women are attracted to men in a situation, more so. And I say that, like, even, we're not going to use names, but Mm-hmm. Right? I went to his house before, but I was in a whole relationship or whatever. He never, soon as I was free, hey, you get what I'm saying?
Now, here's why. I don't agree with that because I think that the men that were in that are in your DMs now weren't not in your DMs because they respect Carl. They were in your DMs because, they were in your DMs because they know the type of woman that you are. And they know that if they slid in your DMs while you're whole, married, in a relationship with the father of your children, you're not going to engage them. So why even waste my time? It's not a matter of, oh, I respect your relationship. It's I'm wasting my time because I know she's not going to go. What, I'm going to DM her, let me take you out on a date just so she can tell me, clearly, you post all the time. Y'all wish y'all stopped sliding in my DMs. I'm married. So they're not wasting their time because they know that there's other women that they could look at their page or look at their actions and very clearly see, okay, yeah, she gonna go. Let me go and DM her instead of wasting my DM on this one that I know she's faithful and she's in a committed relationship. She's not gonna give me the time of day.
So you think it's the person?
I think it's the person. Because how many times you met a man, especially let's say he don't know you or he don't follow you on social media. You have a whole ring on or you say, oh, I'm sorry, I have a man. I could retire tomorrow if I got a dollar every time somebody said, well, I just want to be your friend. Mm-hmm. Men don't, it's the same.
You think it's the same?
I think it's the same. I will agree with you and say that women are attracted to men that are married, but I think there's levels to it. I think a lot of times when it's like a lot of men shy away from marriage. Mm-hmm. So when you see an attractive man that appears to be successful or whatever, and you see that he's married, it kind of gives you like a sense of hope, like, oh, okay, attractive men that got their shit together are still getting married. Not saying you should go over there and be trying to talk to them, but I do get, I don't know what word I'm looking for, but when I see a man that got his stuff together and he got on the wedding ring, I'm like, that's what's up. Like, I like that. Mm-hmm. Never, A, I'm in a relationship, and B, I'm never going to impend on another woman's relationship, but because it does make me feel,
rare,
that's why I'm saying it depends on the person. Mm. Whatever. Guys don't be caring either. They don't. If they said they don't slide in your DMs because they know people used to be in my DMs all the time when me and Richard first started dating. Every now and then I get a person that maybe just started following my page so they don't see how I post about my family, how I post about my man. And so they don't know the type of woman I am. Those are going to be the ones that slide in your DM. But them ones that have been sitting on the sideline waiting for all of this time, they're not going because they know you're not going for it. Not because, oh my God, I think Richard is an awesome man. I don't want to rest up their relationship. No, I already know Courtney going to give me the hand. Like, nigga, are you serious? But when she's single, it's like, bam, well, okay, see, now so, I got my chance.
Okay, totally agree. But I will say from experience of conversations I've had with guys that are now talking to me, I've had a couple tell me, like, you know, dang, like, you know, I heard the podcast, that's messed up. I thought he was a stand-up guy. Like, shit, I was, you know, I just kind of left it alone.
Based off of what you were saying. You did that. Not him. You did that.
So you saying that.
Yet another thing that you did to paint him in a light that made it seem like. And I won't even say seem like. Because for a while, I think it was a good relationship. Mm-hmm. With its issues like any other one. But if you did not have an Instagram, you think they would have looked at his page and said, oh my God, I think he's a stand-up guy. No. They got that from your page, not his. They got their perception from what you told, not from actions of him, is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Does that not make sense? So why are you looking crazy?
No. I'm just listening to you.
That was the end.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're saying they think he was a stand-up guy based off of things that you said about him or the light that you painted him in. Not based off of following him and seeing the type of person that he is.
He ain't post a lot.
That's kind of my point.
Oh, okay. And I was like, what's on his page? What was on his
Nothing.
Page?
So how would they feel like he a stand-up guy if it wasn't for your page?
I mean, he had me on there and stuff like that, but that shit, that didn't matter.
Clearly. Anywho.
Well, that was my women versus men and cheating, though. Like, you know, they also talk that women cheat more emotionally.
Agreed.
Than men.
But I don't You disagree? You think it depends on a person?
Yeah, I guess that would depend on the person. I think it would depend on what you're cheating for.
That's true.
I think that if you're cheating because you're just not pleased sexually, then yeah, it probably would just be a physical thing. But if you're cheating because you're not receiving love and attention and what you need emotionally, then you're going to cheat looking for that. And I think that that can go with
either
men
way,
or females.
That's true.
And more so with beta males, because alpha females, getting back into that, tend to not nurture and submit to the male
right.
as much. So he got to go feel like a man
true.
Somewhere else.
That's true. I do think women are emotional cheaters, but I also agree with what you're saying. I think maybe a more accurate statement would be to say that it's a lot easier for a man to have sex with a woman and go on about his business and have no feelings involved aside from I wanted some and I got it and thanks and maybe I'll call you again when I want some more.
Yeah.
Versus women. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some women and they'll tell you, like, sex is just sex for me. Mm-hmm. Not me. It's very much emotional for me. But for some women, they will say, well, sex is just sex. Mm-hmm. That's just not the majority. Most women, there's going to be some emotion involved. So when people say women are more emotional cheaters, I think it just means that if your man cheat on you, God forbid, and maybe it's early in a relationship and you know, you talk about it, et cetera, mm-hmm. whatever. And he says, like, honestly, babe, like, it was just one of those things. I just did it. I don't care about her. I don't have feelings for her. That could be very likely. Mm-hmm. Whereas with the woman, it's not always, but 9 times out of 10, there's something else that man was doing besides giving her sex that she was looking for.
That you weren't giving her.
Exactly.
Ugh. Okay, so what about... I hate this term.
I kind of like this topic.
I hate this term because I'm not exposed to it as much in my field, but the work husband, work wife shit,
yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like it, not at all. Not even a little bit.
The term, phrase, etc., generally, historically described a gay man and a woman. Mm. So, like, your actual husband would never have an issue with it because, like, oh, yeah, that's my work husband, because there's never going to be any. It's never really been a married-ass man, a married-ass woman. Maybe they're both attractive. Maybe they're not, whatever. Like, oh, yeah, that's my work husband. I've never seen that personally. Mm-hmm. So the work husband, work wife thing never bothers me because whenever I've caught someone, my work husband, which I never have, maybe once at the South Beach Marriott, it was one of my associates, and he was like, gay as gay could be, and I loved him to death. He was awesome, great associate. But most of the time when it's like, oh, that's my work husband, it's only appropriate because you guys don't want the same things. Now if it's like two heterosexual people that are in relationships talking about work husband, work wives, then I think that would be a problem.
Yeah, that's a horrible problem.
Yeah,
like, I know somebody that happened to,
and they were like,
and they
gay.
left their significant other for each other,
and then they work husbands and work wives became the real ones.
I mean, that's just crazy as
that
hell.
Is nuts.
I mean, and
that's
it's just
nuts.
Like, woo, like, even that and just how it's portrayed, like, yeah. It's okay. Like, that's who I go eat lunch with. That's how I, no.
Like, there's a guy at my job. He's been there forever and I love him to death. He is obsessed with Richard. Like, he saw him at, like, a work event. Of course. Oh,
okay.
Oh, well, yes, obsessed in that kind of way. And he's always like, if he were a heterosexual male, the things that he said to me would be very inappropriate. Mm. Like, he would come in and he'd be like, oh, that butt's looking, you know, good. Or, oh, what did you do this weekend? Or, like, how's Richard? Are you still taking good care of him? You know what I mean? Like, if he were a heterosexual male, that would be an issue. But I go home and laugh about it and tell Richard. And, of course, he's uncomfortable because he doesn't like men. But he don't be like, oh, I'm going up there tomorrow. Who is this you talking about? So I think it's context. Like, there's another person at my job that he does know that is very heterosexual. And if I ever came home and been like, oh, babe, let me tell you what such and such said today, it'd be a problem.
Right.
So I think it really, for me, I've only ever seen
but
it.
But I mean, I feel like people spend so much time at work, just
that's
like
dangerous.
How we were at school, that it's like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
real dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, especially when people start playing, listening ear and all that, becoming somebody's soundboard to their issues. That part is just crazy. I just wish people had more respect for each other. Like, again, guys have approached me this in situations, and I'm like, handle that first. If I'm still available when you're done, then
let's
we can
talk
about
it.
But I'm not that girl.
Not even close.
We're not doing that. So, a show that Courtney said she put me on. I don't remember her saying she
put me on. I definitely put you on Insecure.
Okay.
Talk about your show that you tried to put me on, Black Mirror, since we know you did. You came up with that one.
Okay. So, this both could do. This, the Black Mirror episode, the one, the dude name was Carl, y'all.
I thought you weren't saying anything.
The character name was Carl.
Oh, yep. Yep. It sure was. That was it. It was mm-hmm. Carl.
The name was Carl.
The well, character. On the show.
On the show. That's right.
I hate you.
Anyway, so on Insecure and that show, it was totally different though, but the whole open relationship,
yeah.
open marriage thing.
That was nuts.
I'm not sure if I'm totally against it.
Jasmine, you are bullshit.
I am not. I have had time to sit and think.
Lacey, if you're listening to this, come get your best friend.
Hear me out.
Get the entire fuck out of here.
Hear me out.
I'm sorry.
Maybe not on that level. Not on that level of Dro and Molly. But like, even so, okay, I've been doing like a little dating apps or
can
whatever.
Can you explain for the people that don't watch Insecure?
Oh, okay. So Insecure, watch it.
Definitely.
So it's this lady named Molly, super successful, cute girl, lawyer, got her shit together, whatever. And it's this guy named Dro that she knew from college. But Dro went ahead and got married to Candace. Mm-hmm. And they're married and they're in an open marriage. And so Candace kind of do her thing, Dro do his thing. I wouldn't want their level of openness because it's just kind of like he can go have sex with Molly whenever he feels like it.
What's the point of being married?
Okay, he could go have sex with Molly whenever he feel like it, whatever, whatever. But Molly was growing feelings. And Dro, I mean, you got to give it to him. He was very honest about it from up front. And wasn't on no, oh, she had to find out if she was out and he was out with Candace, she knew her place. Like, she knew what it was. Then on the Black Mirror episode, the guy was, toward the end,
he
was cyber gay.
Basically, he was playing a video game.
With his friend.
So, Black Mirror is supposed to be, like, set, like, in the future. So, it's super technologically advanced. It's a series on Netflix. They are in no particular order, so you can watch them randomly. Jasmine has tried to get me up on the show for the longest. I personally can't get with it, but we did watch this episode. And basically, there were two guys, and they were playing a video game. But once they played the game kind of controlled their minds. And for that time, while they were playing the video games, they were gay, but in the video game. And so they would make plans and sneak in and play this video game. But while they were in person, it was just like kind of awkward because they never physically did anything in person. Right. And then I guess eventually the wife
He told her what happened or whatever. And the wife had actually went to a bar prior to him confessing what was going on. Went to a bar and she was at the bar and because she didn't have two kids and everything.
He wasn't able to get it up. They weren't having sex, any of that. But you went to a video game. Cyber sexing.
But anyway, a guy was looking at her or whatever, whatever. So their agreement toward the end was on his birthday every year, he could go play the video game and have cyber sex with his friend.
With the gay guy.
And she was able to go to the bar and mingle and whatever happened, happened. So their open marriage was you get one day out of the year.
Hall pass.
The hall pass. So I guess I'm not opposed to a hall pass.
Get out of here, girl.
It ain't no get out of here, sis.
So what's the benefit of a hall pass?
Okay, so for me, as I've been thinking about everything or whatever, marriage is a lifetime commitment. Like for me, I don't plan on ever getting divorced. Like
but you whoever plan on having I marry.
Listen,
I'm trying.
Let me get there. So for me, that's a long time, right? Because we're still young. It ain't like I'm getting married at 70. So I just kind of feel like even people have different needs, different wants, whatever, whatever. There are certain things in the bedroom I'm not doing. I don't give a damn. I'm not going to do it. That doesn't make me not a quality woman to be married to. You get what I'm saying? But
these kind of, and I don't want you to disclose these things, but on what level?
What I won't do?
Do you think it's you willing to do all the normal stuff? Is this some kinky shit you're not willing to do? Or is this some very normal?
Yeah, it's kinky to me, but to some people it's not kinky and I'm not going to do it. I'll do that, but don't. Okay.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Don't do that.
What else?
I'm not doing that.
I don't think that's bad because a lot of women don't do
that. And then you only gonna get this a little bit.
We have to do a live episode next.
You only gonna get this a little bit. Once these start hurting, that's it. I'm done.
Girl, this is so obvious what you're talking about.
I'm just saying, you only gonna get a little bit.
Oh!
And so, it's like, and honestly, my sex drive isn't that high.
Even with, like, men that you're, like, super duper attracted to? Because I feel like I've heard something a little different.
I think...
It's the right man, I think.
Okay.
But then I also think as women, we go through stages, especially after having kids, where it'd be a little dry, and then again...
I'm all right with that, maybe, because I don't do it
No. I don't mean literally your vagina is dry. I'm saying your sex life is dry.
Okay, I was about to say, no, I don't mean that.
Oh, my gosh. This is explicit. Excuse. If there are any kids listening, cover your ears.
So, I'm like, I'll be all right.
No, I meant just it's dry in that department.
Oh, okay.
It happens. I mean, I can admit it definitely has happened after Sanaa.
So, for me, you know, it's some chicks out there that might do for him what I'm... Y'all seen that cucumber challenge?
Hell no. I heard about it, but I ain't sure.
I saw it, and sis, I can't compete. I'm not even going to try. It disappeared.
But here's the thing. I think that once you start talking about these things are so trivial when you start talking about actually marrying a person, that if it's so important to your then husband that he needs to get the cucumber challenge or have whatever type of kinky crazy sex that he wants.
I get it. But I guess for me, I feel like it's almost like a kid. What you tell him he can't have, he gonna want. Whereas, no, that's just how I look at it. Mm-hmm. What you tell him he can't have, he's gonna want. I think Dro and Molly's setup was way too much for me. Like, that was just too open. Me being on the dating sites and stuff, I see couples on there looking for a third party. I have no gay bone in my body, so I can't do the threesome thing. You know what I mean? And I'm not sure if I'm not sure. I know I don't want to watch, because it's more common today than ever before. Mm-hmm. Like, it's out there. Mm-hmm. I don't want to watch my man having sex with somebody.
Not interested.
But for me, I just kind of feel like, yes, marriage is love and all of that, but it also is a business deal, a little bit, in a sense.
It is.
Yeah, and so for me, it's just like.
But what?
Before.
What does it have to do with the hall pass?
Okay. You got to do what we always love to say. Do what works for you, whatever, whatever. I know for a fact, I know I'm a great catch. I'm a good woman, whatever, whatever.
Yes, you are.
If I have to give you a hall pass once every 6 months to go do what you want to do, I honestly can't say that I would have a problem with that. Because, it's certain things that I'm not going to do. And I don't want you sitting here feeling like.
I feel like this is, and you're not going to believe me and you're going to cut me off.
Saying this how I feel right now.
It's absolutely, Jasmine, do you know who you, have you met you?
Yes.
And there is absolutely no way that you are going to commit to marrying a man, share your life with this person, invite him around your children, and then because he decides that he wants to do...
But it could be for me, too, because I done had some... And...
Jasmine,
What?
Let's talk about this a year from now. You ain't giving nobody no damn hall pass. Get out of here.
I am... So I'll be the first person that says this. My thing is...
I don't know them. I know you, though.
Okay, but even, like, I was driving in the car the other day, and y'all know Trapeze, the little swingers club or whatever? Mm-hmm, they had a commercial on the radio. I've been there before. Like,
I do want to go, though. Me and Richard,
I've been. But my point is,
we ain't swinging, though.
Okay, but I'm just saying, my point is, couples have done, they said Will and Jada do it. They said couples have done and established guidelines in their relationships that works for them.
All right.
Cool. I know you see, she cut me off, y'all.
You've been cut. When we listen to this episode, I need you to count how many times you've cut me off. I'm going to let you have it, though. Hall pass it is for Jasmine.
I'm just not opposed to it, for real.
Cool.
What y'all think?
I can assure you that they ain't giving no damn hall passes. The majority not.
At least once a year? What's the problem? Go to DR, go bang,
after,
bang.
And that once a year, after you finish your hall pass, go head on down to the courthouse because we need to go and get a divorce. Do all of that in the time frame of your hall pass, because you can cancel it. That's a negative.
My last point, and we're going to finish this up and do the rest. Can people change? Can you be with someone that you know cheated before on someone else? Do you feel like a tiger changed his stripes? Do you feel like a woman or a man can bring out something different in a person? Is that something of somebody's nature? Like, and it's so funny because I asked this question on my page and it was a split decision. Mm. I mean, we're talking about at least 300 responses, and I think it was like 160 to 140 or something like that.
Of people saying that if their partner has cheated in the past, they won't be with them.
Uh-huh. If their partner has cheated in the past, and then it was people who said yes, they would. And that just seems... I was shocked with how split it was.
Yeah. That seems insanely unrealistic to me.
Really?
For if you met a man at 35 years old, this is a grown-ass man. Mm-hmm. And he tells you that he's cheated before, whether it was in college, 25, 24, 20-something, not you, mm-hmm. the people, that you're going to say, no, I'm not going to date you because you cheated in your past? That is crazy to me.
Well, see, I've never cheated. I've never cheated on anybody that I've been in a committed relationship with. I've never cheated. And so that's not something that I'm bringing to the table for him to look at as being a part of my character. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like it can be something that somebody can look at, because then you can dig into why men cheat, right? And I did talk to my homeboy, hey, mm-hmm. Ken, talk to him about it or whatever. And he said, for a lot of men, so let's take away the emotional, mm-hmm. not, you know, from the relationship, just why. He said, it's the game, it's the play, it's the catch, the what can I do? Can I do it? Mm-hmm. Remember that movie, How to Be a Player? He had a whole girl, but he had like nine, but it's one of my favorites.
It's so old.
But it was like a game, like, yeah. What can we do?
I remember it.
And so for me, I don't think a man like him could ever really be faithful.
Yeah, but that's also an extreme. I do think that we're human. We are flawed individuals. And I think it's because at the end of the day, there's something that you have in your past that might not be favorable to the next person that you are bringing to the table, regardless of whether it's cheating or not. Mm-hmm. And that's not vice versa, but that goes for everybody. Cheating might just be the one thing for you that is a deal breaker, not in the relationship, but in terms of your past. But mm-hmm. at the end of the day, we're all coming with something mm-hmm. from our past.
Right.
So to me, it just seems unfair.
But you don't think that that's a character flaw?
I think a lot of things are character flaws. Mm-hmm. A lot of things, I think. I think a person that, see, we talk about character flaws, we can go on and on. I think a person that has cheated in the past, that can come forward in a new relationship and say, look, I was a little boy or I was a little girl. I've cheated. This is why. I've grown up. I recognize how that hurt has such and such and such. And I want to move forward. Absolutely. I'm not perfect. I can't tell you what you couldn't have done before me unless you was a murderer or a rapist or a serial cheater like you did it in every relationship.
Yeah.
But I'm not in a space, and I don't think anybody is, to say what you could have or could not have done before me.
You have some guys
me.
Who say that they have to just get in a space of ready to settle down. You get what I'm saying? Like,
because, you know, they ask that question, too. Do you think all men are cheaters?
Mm-hmm. And I say... What is this black men don't cheat?
Okay. Let me just say this real quick. Mm-hmm. I don't think that all men are cheaters. I think that, I can't even say all because that's definitive, but I'm going to say 99.9% of men have cheated at some point in their lives, mm-hmm. whether that was in middle school, elementary school, college, whatever. Well, I'm sorry. I'm just starting from the bottom. I was about to say elementary school. Daycare. They be cheating in daycare. You supposed to be crawling over here with me. What you doing over there giving her a bottle?
My cot.
What you doing in her cot? I do think at some point, most men, a high majority of them, have cheated at some point in their lives. Does that make them any less of a man? No. Does that mean that they can't change? No. Mm-hmm. So that segues into black men don't cheat. What was your thought when you first heard, like, this bullshit?
I thought somebody was trying to be funny, because I'm going to tell you, from the, you know, what was going on, God is a comedian, from the Black Mirror episode, for that, and I watched that show.
Have you heard the song, though? Charlamagne and Lil Duval song?
What song?
Bitch. Black Men Don't Cheat.
Black Mirror is one of my favorite shows, and I've been anticipating season 5. And for season 5's first episode to be a guy named Carl who was doing gay video games
mm-hmm.
and cheating on his wife, I said, well, what in the hell? Now, who tried to be funny? And so then the next week was trending on the damn computer.
Black men don't cheat.
Black... Shit, choke me up. Black men don't cheat. And I said, you know what? Now, I'm trying to heal over here. Y'all just... So, I honestly didn't read any of the comments, any of the threads, anything of black men don't cheat. Because I was just... I, they do. Like, that's right. How I feel.
So, I didn't read any of it either. I saw it trending, but, you know, I listened to my Breakfast Club in the morning. And it's funny, I'm going to play a little bit of the song for y'all. But Charlamagne and Lil Duval actually made a funny, like, song called Black Men Don't Cheat. And it's funny, I'm going to play a little bit. But they were explaining it. And so, of course, they were getting so much backlash. Like, what? That's bullshit. Like, black men do cheat. And what they were saying was, black men don't cheat, black boys do. So once you cross from being a boy to a man and you recognize the woman that you have and what you have at stake, whether it's your kids, your finances, your family, whatever, mm-hmm. you recognize that it's too great of a risk for you to be out here slinging ding-a-ling all around the town. So if you are cheating, then you're a boy. And yes, you can be a grown-ass boy. Yes, you can be a 45-year-old boy. So I like the movement because it's kind of forcing men to be men, or boys to be men, if you will. It's forcing you to level up and stop playing around and just be a man about it. And so...
What? No, I'm listening.
Oh. And, you know, just be a man about it. So... Hold on, y'all. So I like the movement because I feel like, number one, it's catchy as hell because people are already dying to get it. As soon as you say, like, black men don't cheat. Like, you should have heard Trina. You know, that's my girl. What you mean black men don't cheat?
Who said that?
Can you, Trina, she was on Breakfast Club. Can you name 5 men in your circle, 5, that don't cheat? And Envy was like, I can name 2. Like, and she like, okay, I would love to meet those 2. But no, so hold on, y'all. Come on now, YouTube. Don't hate on me.
YouTube hating on you?
It is.
She ain't have it ready, y'all. It's the commercial.
I hope they can hear it.
Yeah, they'll hear it.
Speaking my truth now. We speaking our truth. And look at him.
Black men stand up. No matter what they say or what you heard in the streets, everybody knows
black men don't cheat.
A lot of TLC, but we don't ever creep, so F what you heard.
Black men don't cheat.
Whoever saying otherwise just lying through their teeth, cause everybody knows
black men don't cheat.
So next time you out, they try to jam you in the streets, you make sure you tell them
black men don't cheat.
Hey, I love my old lady. That's my baby. Think I'm leaving up to you.
Title.
Bitch, you crazy. The hoes will attack. No matter where you are, I got two words for you. Faithful and black.
Lord,
he said, no way. No, sir. I got a wife and you not her. Okay.
That's going to be the title of this
episode.
Is this
the title? Black Men Don't Cheat?
Black Men Don't Cheat.
Love it.
That's
okay.
The title. We're not going to really do a quote, section of
okay.
Note to self, but I did find a quote that I thought was pretty cool.
Okay.
It says, if you succeed in cheating on someone, don't think that person is a fool. Realize that that person trusted you more than you deserved. I said, well, wow.
Well, wow.
Then it was another one I saw. It said, ever notice after a breakup, the loyal one stays single and deals with the damages until healed? The cheater is already in another relationship.
No.
What is the problem? But I don't know. She's saying that I'm bullshitting about being open to hall pass, or I just can't say that I'm not totally open. I think it's the same.
Think
I think it's
today.
The same ground. I think it's the same ground as people who do threesomes in their marriage, and a lot of people do that.
I
won't, because I think that's dangerous. But hall pass, I mean, I don't know. I look at it like a kid. You got to treat these niggas like kids. You tell him he can't have no cookie at the cookie jar.
He gonna
want that cookie at the cookie jar.
And he can want
if
it.
You can say have all the cookies you want on Wednesday, he only gonna eat a couple.
Jasmine, I'm so sorry, but no.
Somebody agree with me on here.
I'm sure someone does, and more power to y'all, but it's a no.
Or
for me,
if you open that up, sometimes you got to do a mind
girl,
fuck
where's
on
this wine?
Sometimes
I need something a little stronger than this because my best friend
you gotta,
me,
sometimes you gotta reverse it though. Present that idea to your man and then let him know that the counter is for you to get a hall pass too.
And that's they're never gonna go for that.
Exactly.
So then the hall pass is never gonna work.
Why not? Don't cheat then.
I agree. One thing
you cheat, I'm gonna cheat. And I might sleep with your boss. Black women don't cheat. We cheat right.
We cheat
up every time. I'm like, babe, did you get that job? Yeah, they called me in, babe. I got it. I'm so happy. Oh, okay.
I hate you right now.
Good.
Y'all should see her face.
Let me text. Thank you. Friday at 3?
She's horrible.
Compromise. Take one for the team, one for the family.
Richard, baby, I don't have nothing to do with
no,
this, okay?
Nothing at all.
I don't know what she's talking about. I don't know who this woman is right now.
I'm finding myself, y'all. I am 30. I'm single. I'm just being privy to a whole bunch of things and thought processes that I've never thought about before. So
I have to apologize because I actually enjoyed this episode.
Thank you.
I will apologize. Because I'm going to tell y'all, my friend been on some real, like, bashy.
We're
not going
to make this a man-hating podcast.
We had a little argument. Not an argument, but a disagreement about the direction I felt like we were going. But I think this was very necessary, and it wasn't as bashing as I thought it would be. Actually, it wasn't bashing at all. Because Jasmine and I are in different spaces now, which is totally fine. You know, she's single and ready to mingle, and I'm obviously still very much in a relationship. And so I just didn't want this to take the wrong turn, and I think this was a good episode still.
Yeah, it was.
So thanks
it's
for,
you know,
for making me talk about it.
Well, again, I'm a hairstylist, so I have a lot of women that sit in my chair, and
right.
We talk all, it's a podcast in here every day.
Right.
And, you know, I was able to get different insight and stuff from people about things, and it's a necessary conversation. I think people really shy away from it. You know, a lot of women that are the other woman, I think, you know, you might want to revisit that.
Yeah.
You're worth more than that.
Yes,
you know,
you are,
have
sis.
More respect for the woman. Even that being Mary Jane thing. Like, I had a client in my salon, and she famous now. I had to kick her out. She was defending Tommy Rivera.
Yep.
She was defending Mary Jane. Tell me something. Yeah, because when Mary Jane went and saw old boy's wife at the store and was like, I need to talk to you woman to woman. You can't have no woman to woman with me when you knew about me, sis.
Right.
That's not woman to woman. Woman to woman is when you find out. Mm-hmm. Not when you knew and now he fell back and now you mad. Yeah,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Now you want a woman to woman. So if he was still giving you what he was giving to you in the beginning when you knew about me, would it be woman to woman?
Right.
Or because he fell back and now he back in right. with me, now you mad. Like, women got to have more respect for themselves, for other women. How you got them is how you lose them. It's just, and most of them not going to leave unless kicked out. You know, and
bro, you're getting kicked the fuck out, so.
Every time. But most women who, you know, now here's another thing, though. Last point. This is the one.
This is the one I was looking for. This is
the one. Why is it that women will be more accepting of cheating if taken care of than cheating and not? Like, I find that a lot of women.
Because it's, you want to cry in an Austin or you want to cry in a Rolls Royce. That's literally. I'm not being funny, but that's the perfect example. Because if you're going to be doing bad, if you're going to be cheating, why not be cheating and being taken care of? Then be it just makes sense. I know it's all of it is messed up, but at the end of the day, it's much easier for me to turn a blind eye.
Like, you need to be able to afford to cheat on me.
You need to be able to afford it. What Meek Mill said, next time you cry, it's going to be in a Rolls Royce. I'm not trying to cry, but if I got to,
a
Rolls
nice?
Royce would be nice.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, but it's very real. And if I was forced into having to make a decision, 10 times out of 10, you need to afford to cheat on me.
Facts.
So.
Well, that was my point. I don't know. Tell me if y'all like this episode. Tell me if y'all open up to y'all experiences.
Yeah.
And again, if you're the other woman, Sis Let's Talk does not support that.
We don't.
So and we're really want you motivate to, you yeah. to respect yourself more.
Yeah. If you're listening to this, which, sis, I know you are. How you get them is how you lose them, okay? So just understand that you deserve better. You deserve more. And if a man can't give you his everything, then give him nothing of you. Like, seriously. Period. Mm. Period.
Cardi B.
About to be on some real hot girl shit.
R-A-B?
Girl, be quiet.
Okay.
She was trying to do real act, give up, bye.
Y'all should have saw her girls. Doing the twerk in the car.
I was, girl. I saw one video. I said, well, I look kind of good.
Brian, you looked real good. You ooh, killed mine. Somebody gave me a 7.
Can we just talk about number. That right quick?
Oh, Lord.
So, okay. How long have we been recording? Okay, we got a little time. Yeah, we have to go do some planning for our next event coming up. But we were at dinner for Jasmine's birthday. And I don't know how this topic came up. We were probably just, you know, BSing and talking and laughing. And so we were talking about ratings. And so Jasmine was like, oh, well, Richard, what you give Courtney? And he said something crazy, like on a scale of 1 to 10, like, oh, 15 or something. Like, she's off the charts. Like, it don't get no better, blah, blah, blah. The other couple that we were with, her husband at the time also gave her a 10. And then Jasmine's ex, we were like, oh, what you give Jasmine? He was like,
mine is just my birthday now.
It's her birthday. He was like a 7. So now, of course, we're all waiting for him to be like, gotcha. I'm just playing, baby. You're a 10. No, literally, like, I mean, what? Nobody is perfect. A 7 is good. That's when you should have knew right then. But anywho. Yeah, a 7, y'all.
That's my
can
number.
Can you believe that?
A 7.
Bitch, you're a whole 11.
A 7, sis?
7 and 11.
7, 11. 7. Okay, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. But a whole a 7. Maybe that's why he was cheating.
Well, she ain't no damn 10, so what?
Or
a 5.
Or.
Shim ain't. Shim ain't no 10.
See, that's why I wanted to be drinking early. Yeah, that was funny. But let us know what y'all think.
Yes.
About this episode.
FYI, before we forget, Jasmine and I are about to leave here and go to Croc Street Market to plan our next event. We're so excited. It's going to be ticketed, and this is the first one after our first one, so I guess this is the second event we've had. But it's going to be so much fun. It's going to be so dope, but it's going to be, I keep saying but, it's going to be ticketed, so it's going to be first come, first serve. As soon as we drop all the details, we need y'all to hop on it. This will not be the last event. It's just going to be a really good one. So we're planning it out to make it amazing. We gained so many sisters and maybe a little some brothers. Since the last podcast episode. And so we it's time. Like, we need to meet y'all. We're doing a meet and greet. We're doing, it's going to kind of be like a podcast, except we won't be recording. So we're going to have open discussion. We're going to have the drinks flowing. We're going to get cute, take some pics. Like, it's going to be lit. We're going to do some real hot girl shit.
Real hot girl shit.
We're obsessed with Megan Thee Stallion right now.
But I'm in his bag too. That's why every time you see me, I got on some new shoes.
Jasmine loves this song.
Ha. I can't be with.
Hey. We're off beat. Okay.
Well, shout out Meg.
Shout out Meg.
She's so cute.
Yeah.
Real hot girl shit.
Real hot girl shit.
That's my girl.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. We will be back with another episode in a couple weeks, but we will be having that event coming very, very soon, so stay tuned. Make sure you leave some comments. Listen, y'all, we still have not gotten to 100 reviews. What is going on?
Right.
We got almost 10,000 listens on this last episode, and we don't have 100 reviews yet. So, everybody do us a favor. When you're listening to this, go leave us a review, screenshot it, send it to us, and then the person that leaves the best review is going to get some shit. What are we going to... We're going to come up with something good.
We're going to get some bundles.
Ooh. Do you swear? It's
Bible.
Oh, my gosh. Okay,
they might
y'all.
Be used. I'm just playing. No, I'm just playing.
Listen, that's amazing. Okay, this is so impromptu. Ladies, when you're listening to this, if you follow Jasmine Nicole, you know she come with the heat. She got the good hair. Good stuff.
Hey.
So, comment on Apple, iTunes, Sis Let's Talk. Go to the reviews. Leave 5 stars.
Ooh.
Leave a good comment. Screenshot it. Send it to us on Sis Let's Talk. And then whoever sends us the best review will get some bundles. Jasmine's Choice, but still, they're free bundles and they're amazing. So make sure y'all do that. What you just found?
I just saw a post on Facebook.
What did it say?
Putting a ring on it makes you a man, but being faithful is what makes you a husband.
That's going to be my new thing. You know, you're in like a speakeasy and they say a really good line, you got to snap.
Yes, okay. That was good.
That was really good.
Black men don't cheat.
Black men don't cheat. All right, y'all. Until next time, take care of yourselves
and each other.
Bitches.